Hello everyone, it's me, Paul, with our latest podcast, all about the people of King's Standing. Did you know that King's Standing has had its fair share of famous residents? I'm sure you all know who Alison Hammond is. Alison first appeared on our TV screens in 2002, when she competed in the third series of Big Brother. She has since become a presenter and reporter on ITV's This Morning, and has acted in various television series, including Doctors and The Dumping Ground. Alison attended Cardinal Wiseman School. From the age of 11, she participated in drama workshops run by Central Television. But due to lack of funds, she was unable to attend drama school. She later moved to Hall Green in South Birmingham. Alison isn't the only famous person to have attended Cardinal Wiseman School. Former professional footballer Lloyd Dyer attended Cardinal Wiseman School between 1994 and 1999. Other famous residents include Steve Winwood, international rock star who lived on Atlantic Road, and Dr. Ron Dawson, educationist, researcher and author who grew up at number 79, Parkeston Crescent, who went to Twickenham School. He used the King's Standing estate and its many characters as the backcloth to his Birmingham-based novel, The Last Viking. What about not-so-famous residents of King's Standing? Bob has fond memories of King's Standing, which he shared with us. It was a luxury housing estate, with a bathroom that had a toilet inside the house. That this meant no more tin baths by the old fire. There was also a garden. Can you imagine what it was like coming from the slums of Birmingham to King's Standing? My mother and father had eight children, who were all living in three small bedrooms, two rooms downstairs and an outside toilet. King's Standing was heaven to everyone who was lucky enough to get one of these homes. Wendy also recalls the time when she moved to King's Standing. We had what they called prefabs, which was like a hut. It was where people used to live before they were allowed a house in King's Standing. There were no central heating in them. We only had a small fire to keep us warm. We had to make cups of tea out of saucepans because we didn't have a kettle. We also used to have a tin bath, which was in front of the little fire, and we would fill up the bath using the saucepans of water so we could have a hot bath. David recalls some of the memories and shared by his father, who grew up in Perry Common and King's Standing in the 1940s. Here are some of those memories. The buildings companies involved in the construction of the estate were from London, hence the many roads named after the capital, such as Finchley, Hornsey, Hurlingham, Peckham and Twickenham. The American forces, based on the Fiesole estate during World War II, were also quite popular. They would give the local children chewing gum and chocolate. They also used to spend some money in the local pubs. During this time, there were a couple of prisoner of war camps locally, including the one on Sutton Park. The prisoners could often be seen working on things like road maintenance. What memories do you have of King's Standing? That's all for this episode. Join me next time as we explore King's Standing significant buildings of the 1930s. Stay safe and take care.